This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's top Shiite Muslim leader returned to the city of Najaf today. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani hoped to bring an end to more than 3 weeks of fighting. U.S. and Iraqi government forces were fighting Shiite militiamen as recently as a few hours ago. NPR's Ivan Watson was near the city center as they fired.
I don't know if you can hear that, Steve. We're on a rooftop at the edge of the old city, and the fighting is raging in the center of the city between the U.S. military and militiamen loyal to Muqtada Sadr. We just had about 20 rounds. You could literally hear them whistle over the rooftop where we are.
That was NPR's Ivan Watson earlier today on this program. Shortly after that, Sistani and thousands of his supporters entered the city of Najaf. Iraq's Prime Minister Iyad Alawi ordered a ceasefire, and U.S. commanders in Najaf said they'd been ordered to halt offensive operations in the city. Now, Ivan Watson is still in Najaf and joins us once again. Ivan, what has happened since that ceasefire was declared?
Well, Steve, we were with American soldiers when the order came out over the radio to maintain a defensive posture, and minutes later, crowds of thousands of unarmed demonstrators began streaming towards the shrine of the Imam Ali, which has been at the center of this three-week battle. And we joined them, and it very quickly became clear that these were supporters of Muqtada Sadr, the rebel cleric, and his Mahdi army militia. We walked right past tanks, American tanks, and got into the old city where the demonstrators greeted the Mahdi army fighters who came out armed from balconies, from buildings, by embracing them. And they all waved victory signs, and in one case, I saw people waving what looked like the panel, armor panel from a Humvee. I saw a cleric waving a Kalashnikov, embracing the demonstrators. There was dancing in the streets, and we walked into the shrine itself. It seemed like this was a huge morale boost for the fighters. We saw wounded fighters being taken out of the shrine and put into an ambulance. We saw weapons covered in rags being moved around on carts from the shrine as well. And then shortly after we got into the shrine, there was an announcement over the loudspeakers of that shrine, which have been ordering fighters around the battlefield and urging them to continue fighting the U.S. military, saying that the ceasefire was over, that the Mahdi army fighters had to go back to their defensive positions against the U.S. military.
It has been assumed, Ivan, that Sistani would be using his moral authority to get the Shiite militia fighters out of the center of Najaf, but you're telling me that they just got a boost and went right back to shooting again.
I'm not sure they're even going to listen to him, Steve. The fighters I spoke with, I said that, hey, Ayatollah Sistani has put forth a few conditions, including all militia must leave the city and Iraqi police will take over security. And they said, we don't answer to Sistani, we answer to Muqtada Sadr. And that has been repeated to me by the residents of the city who do not like the Mahdi army. Almost everybody I've spoken with, they support the U.S. military push to drive the Mahdi army out, even though it's destroying their city. And they also do not believe that these fighters will listen to this revered elderly cleric who is working with the Iraqi interim government and by extension also working with the U.S. military.
And before Sistani could even get there today, I gather there were quite a few casualties, not just in Najaf, but in the surrounding area as well.
There's a lot of confusion about these incidents, Steve. Somebody fired several mortar shells at a mosque controlled by Muqtada Sadr's men. A number of people were there. Somebody opened fire on a group of Sistani supporters and Sadr supporters. And there was a separate incident where an eyewitness tells me Iraqi police fired on Sistani supporters. Scores expected dead and wounded from these three incidents, Steve.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Ivan Watson in Najaf, Iraq, where fighting appears to continue today, despite the return of Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani.